A Cleveland investigation last year found driver's license suspensions disproportionately affect Ohio's poorest communities. The number of license suspensions is on the rise in Montgomery County. Many are for non-driving related offenses. And advocates say the process leaves many low-income people without legal transportation to the jobs they need to pay off what can amount to hundreds, even thousands of dollars in fines and license reinstatement fees. WISO's Jess Mador has more.
After his wife of 47 years died a few years ago, Dayton resident Clifton Montgomery drank to quiet his grief.
I think the passing of my wife changed me so much. The alcohol was, I was camouflaging, trying to find peace, and I couldn't find peace.
Soon, Montgomery says he drank almost every day, but the now 68-year-old says it didn't stop him from getting behind the wheel.
I was going all across town, up and down Main Street. I was totally drunk. Don't ask me how I got home, because I don't know.
Montgomery, who goes by the nickname Sonny, pops in to visit his daughter in Northwest Dayton.
Hi there.
In the living room, Montgomery recalls as his wife's terminal illness progressed, so did his depression, his drinking and driving. One night, Dayton police stopped him and arrested him for driving under the influence. His license was suspended, but Montgomery kept driving without a license or insurance. After another incident, he ended up back in court. The judge offered Montgomery a choice: enter an alcohol treatment program or spend a full year locked up behind bars. Montgomery finally agreed to seek help.
For 2 years, no convictions after that.
Attorney Randall Smith says as Montgomery worked on turning his life around, his court fines, penalties, and license reinstatement fees spiraled upwards into a few thousand dollars. The retired janitor couldn't afford to pay. Montgomery sought help from Smith's Community Action Partnership Legal Clinic. In exchange for jail time already served and other penalties, a judge waived Montgomery's outstanding fees so he could reinstate his driver's license. Smith says he'd like to see more judges take income into account in license suspension cases.
Certainly a fine for a low-income or no-income person is a lot different than a fine for somebody that's driving a Jag. And so why would that fine be the same for both?
For many low-income people, Smith says, even a small initial fine can trap them in the court system without driving privileges for years. Even for non-driving offenses, including failing to maintain insurance or pay traffic tickets, some of the crimes are more trivial.
Pedestrian, jaywalking, stoplight, noise, things that you think like, why would this impact somebody's license? But it does, and it affects their livelihood.
Oakwood State Representative Jim Butler wants to change that. He sponsored a bill that would mandate people who lose their license for a non-driving related offense must be given a limited driver's license, including, he says, people who fall behind on child support payments.
I think we need to change our mindset about using the ability to get to work as any type of punishment.
The Republican lawmaker says the goal of his legislation is to ensure people not deemed a safety risk can pay what they owe.
The argument that, you know, we're keeping people from working, obviously we hear that all the time.
Sarah Fields cautions against legislation limiting the state's rules for child support related license suspensions. She oversees the Montgomery County Child Support Enforcement Agency. She says the current system is highly effective at recovering overdue payments. The process takes months and starts with written warnings. People who don't comply with the letters and meet other strict state-mandated criteria then become eligible for suspension.
Enforcement is about finding what remedy is going to work to convince somebody that, you know, compliance is easier than non-compliance.
Last year in Montgomery County, completed child support-related suspensions brought in $750,000. Still, many policy groups say non-driving license suspensions are too costly for local governments and courts, and they're ineffective. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators estimates roughly 75% of suspended drivers continue to drive anyway. Clifton Montgomery is relieved he's no longer counted on that list. At his daughter's house in Northwest Dayton, Montgomery says he's still in grief counseling, and for the first time since his wife died in 2015, he feels hopeful about the future.
I'm on a mission. When I put that can down, everything started happening. They got my license, everything could happen. Now my body's feeling better. I drink it, I lose all that. I can't do that.
Montgomery says he's committed to maintaining his sobriety and his driving privileges. There's too much to live for, he says, like spending time with family and watching his grandson play football. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.